Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a rainy start. I think we're getting used to that, aren't we? We're going to see rain on and off all day today. The big difference is temperatures are colder, and that's not likely to change anytime soon.
And the WRAL Storm Tracker on the road this morning, bringing us live coverage of that rainy commute. We're also tracking some crashes on the Beltline, causing some big delays. I'll show you how to get around those backups.
And school safety is top of mind for parents and leaders in Wake County after threats and guns found at separate campuses. What some schools are doing today to improve security. A lot to get to on your Thursday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. Great to have you back.
I'm back.
From the night. Yeah. Now you're back with us.
Yes. All right. I'm up early and I'm drinking a lot of coffee this morning.
And that's okay. Anything we can do to brighten the day because the gray just won't go away. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with these patches of green radar keep going by us.
I know people are starting to get tired of it. So I will say right off the bat, tomorrow looks sunny. It may not be the greatest day, though. We'll explain why coming up. Here's a look at radar, though. We are seeing our next band of rain, this next wave moving on into the region. And you may be wondering about this purple showing up here. That's where the radar is assuming that temperature is at 32. It's not. We're looking at 34 up near the Virginia line. We're not expecting any wintry precipitation out of this, but it is awfully cold and wet this morning. We're seeing some showers, mainly along and north of I-85, but starting to see some of this pushing back into Chatham County and into Lee and Moore County as well. Plenty of rain in our forecast as we get through the day today. There's 9 a.m. We'll push it out to lunchtime. Notice that there will be some breaks here and there. It starts to intensify a bit more mid to late in the afternoon. Here's 3 o'clock. You can see more widespread rain. It starts to become heavier. Look at that band of heavy rain right in the triangle area at 5 o'clock. I wouldn't take that too literally, but we will see an increase in the amount of rain that we see on through the afternoon and evening and overnight tonight. 38 is our temperature. We're looking down Fayetteville Street toward the Capitol building right now. A little bit of a breeze, so it definitely feels chilly. 34 Roxborough and South Hill, as well as Goldsboro, looking at mid to upper 30s elsewhere, hour by hour. We do climb into the low 40s at lunchtime. We'll keep it in the mid 40s for highs this afternoon. Again, sunshine for tomorrow, but temperatures will be even colder, especially overnight. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02, and we're following a couple of crashes right now on the Beltline, one on each side of the Beltline in West Raleigh. On the eastbound side, look out for a crash right around Hillsborough Street. Seeing some pretty heavy delays as you come in from the I-40 interchange through Jones Franklin and Western Boulevard. And then on the westbound side of 440, a crash reported right around the Wade Avenue interchange with backups beginning around Glenwood Avenue. Thankfully, as far as we can tell from Raleigh 911, these appear to be pretty minor crashes, so they probably are going to get cleared up pretty quickly. But look out for some delays in both directions of 440 as you head between the I-40 and Glenwood Avenue interchanges this morning. On the north side of Raleigh, a crash with injuries on Atlantic Avenue just south of Millbrook Road, right around Pacific Drive. Not seeing any big delay showing up on the sensors right now. You still might see a little bit of activity on the side of the road. We're going to get some more details about that. And in Garner, we still have that crash with injuries reported on Spring Drive near Timber Drive. It is a wet morning commute yet again. Let's head out to the roads and check in with Nye Harden and the WRAL Storm Tracker on US 1 heading out of Wake County. How are things looking, Nye?
Things are looking a little drier, not as much rain that we're seeing, which is some good news there. Drivers feeling a little bit more comfortable. Not as many puddles out here either, that standing water that we had been seeing in the Raleigh area. We are headed to Samford, and that's because there's a report there that we are receiving that is giving us information about a school bus. So we're going to be checking that out. We'll have more information when we get there. Brian?
All right, Nye, thanks for that live update. In Durham right now, Duke Street rather at Corporation Street is closed as they deal with a damaged utility pole there. So expect a detour there just north of downtown Durham. 885 looking busy in both directions with the usual congestion between I-40 and the 147 split. And we still have a crash reported on 40 eastbound right around Old 86 leaving Hillsborough heading into the Chapel Hill area. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Old 86, you should be on the other side of most of those delays.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And as Brian was just saying, the utility pole that is down in Durham, that's down after a crash. Michael Grace is at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with all the details. Michael, what's going on there?
Yeah, Renee, Duke just finished up their part of the cleanup. Right now, we're still waiting for Frontier Communications to handle the pole itself. They are the ones that own the pole. So I'm going to show you just a little bit of the scene that is still left. It took Duke about 30 minutes to get their part cleaned up. Now, this is actually a telephone pole, but Duke had one of their guide wires attached to it. So you can see that the initial break happened here, right at the bottom. That's where the car hit the pole. And then it actually hit the pole with such force that it looked like maybe possibly it reverberated, is what one of the officers was, as well as now draped over that telephone pole wire. So they're going to keep this road shut down until Frontier Communications gets out here. Just talk on when Frontier.
Michael Grace, audio kind of coming in and out there. But the main point is the crash has been cleared, but the road's still closed while that pole is down until they can get in and fix that. Extra security is in place this morning at Zebulon Middle School as police search for the person who posted a threat online. It's one of three safety issues reported within 24 hours at separate Wake County schools. WIRL's Laura Levine joins us now from Zebulon Middle School with the steps that school is taking right now. Laura.
Well, Jeff, right now, buses and parents are dropping students off at school here at Zebulon Middle School. I actually just spoke with a parent who tells me he is very concerned to see this almost an everyday situation at schools across the district. Here behind me, you can probably see some Wake County Sheriff's officers, Wake County Sheriff deputies, as well as security team members with the school system out on campus. And this comes after the school went on lockdown yesterday when social media threats popped up showing pictures of guns, indicating someone was planning to bring those guns to school. One picture said, "Zebulon Middle School, you're up next." A statement sent to parents also stated administrators at the school will consult with law enforcement this morning to determine if any additional measures should be considered, such as closing off certain portions of campus to make it easier to monitor students. And that was just one of three incidents yesterday. There was also a scare at Roseville High School. Students today are returning back to campus after a student with a loaded gun prompted a code red lockdown over there. We are making calls this morning to learn if the school plans to have more security on campus today. A third incident yesterday involved a toy gun that was brought to Carter Academy. And here at Zebulon Middle School, investigators are looking into the source of that social media threat. The person who is responsible could be facing some serious consequences. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Zebulon.
Fire in a parking lot at Lizard Lick Towing may have been caused by a battery in a hybrid car. The WRL Breaking News Tracker spoke with an employee after 1 a.m. about the flames you see in this video here. The person told us the fire came from a wrecked hybrid the towing company had picked up earlier in the day. Firefighters put out the flames overnight. No other vehicles were damaged.
More than 500 flights are canceled again today at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. An ice storm warning remains in effect for a large part of the area until 10 o'clock this morning. More than 300,000 homes and businesses in Texas remain without power this morning. At least three people have died because of that storm. And we'll be tracking the rain here in the Triangle on the winter weather across the country throughout the morning. You can track the weather in your area anytime using the WRAL weather app.
You can weigh in today on improvements coming to a stretch of road that often gets pretty messy during the morning commute. You hear us talk about it a lot. The Department of Transportation is holding a public hearing on this stretch, a widening of NC-42. You see it on this map here between NC-50 and US 70 business in Clayton. Officials say this would improve safety and traffic flow in an area where we constantly are seeing delays. The meeting starts tonight at 5 at the Clayton Center.
We're learning more about what lawyers are calling a long-term pattern of sexual abuse inside NC State's athletic department. A lawsuit filed yesterday is the second case tied to former assistant athletic director and trainer Robert Murphy. It accuses Murphy of performing massages and touching an unidentified student athlete's genitals several times without medical need or consent. This follows a lawsuit filed in August that accuses Murphy of assaulting former NC State soccer player Ben Locke as many as 100 times. WRL reached out to Robert Murphy's attorney for comment. So far, we have not heard back.
A man is facing charges after crashing his SUV in Cary. This happened on Chapel Hill Road last night, where police say the man was driving the red SUV, lost control, and ended up on the side of the road. A woman in the passenger seat was thrown from the car and taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver was not hurt, and police say alcohol was not a factor.
Check those Powerball tickets. Someone in North Carolina is holding one that is worth $1 million after last night's drawing. But no one won the top prize, meaning Saturday night's jackpot is now $700 million. Here are your winning numbers on your screen. They are 31, 43, 58, 59, and 66. The Powerball is 9 and the Power Play is 2. The million-dollar ticket in North Carolina matched all the white balls, but not the Powerball. You can watch Saturday night's drawing live on WREL at 11. They were so close, Jeff.
Very close. Hey, still a million. It's
still
not
a
bad.
Million.
10 after 8 right now on your Thursday ahead on Fox 50. Thousands of teacher positions remain unfilled in North Carolina. What's behind this high number of openings and the changes education advocates are pushing for?
And Ticketmaster is taking steps to make sure it can handle fans looking to get tickets to Beyoncé's Renaissance Tour, the new feature that may help with traffic on the site.
And it's a great start this morning with scattered showers. You can see a live look here at Raleigh. It looks like this all across the viewing area. We do have some drier weather in our forecast for the next couple of days, but it's going to be bitterly cold. I'll show you coming up. Going to work. Taking a look at radar right now, you can see some scattered showers from the Sand Hills up I-85. I know you're probably wondering, hey, what is this pink spot? That typically means a wintry mix, but we're not actually seeing a wintry mix right now. We're looking at where the radar is assuming the temperature is down to 32, but we're looking at 34, 35 up near the Virginia line. Now, if you go past Mecklenburg County, Virginia, you may run into some wintry precipitation a little farther north into Virginia, but for our viewing area, it's a cold and miserable rain out there. Some more showers working their way into Durham, and we have plenty of rain coming our way this morning through the afternoon and overnight tonight. Finally, by this time tomorrow, most of the rain should be over and we're going to be set up for a nice dry weekend. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all wet right now. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We take a look at the major ice storm that continues for day 3, but this is the last day that folks from Texas to Oklahoma all the way up to Tennessee are going to be seeing this ice storm. And we're just fortunate. The coldest air is on the other side of the mountains or to our north, and right here in our part of North Carolina, we're holding it just above freezing. This ice storm, this is a look at where the ice storm warnings continue for a third day. Hundreds of thousands of people without power across parts of Texas all the way up into Tennessee. But again, this is the last day that they'll end up seeing that. Here's future cast for us, and you can see some scattered showers. Notice at lunchtime, it backs up just a touch, but we're right back at it by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some heavier rain around the evening commute there in the yellows and oranges. A lot of times yellows and oranges signify thunderstorms. Not this time. It's just going to be some heavier rain. By midnight, there's the back edge of it, and gradually it slips southward. It does look like the triangle will be fairly dry. I mean, the roads will still be wet, but it won't be raining during the morning commute, and gradually all that rain slides eastward, and we'll start to see some sunshine by mid to late morning. We definitely have more rain on the way, though, between now and then. We'll see anywhere from around a half an inch to up to an inch, and we've already seen at least a half an inch to an inch in parts of the viewing area. Fortunately, that's still not enough to cause any flooding. After today, we're dry. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and for much of next week. It's going to be very cold, though. Look at that, 20 degrees early on Saturday. I've got the specific forecast for the Krispy Kreme Challenge on Saturday morning coming up. Wait till you see that wind chill. 41 is the high Saturday, but by Sunday, 53 is actually normal. And then here comes some 60s if you're hoping for an early spring. We'll get at least a taste of it next week, Brian.
8:16 right now, and we're still tracking these heavy delays on the Beltline. I just checked with Raleigh 911. No real change in the situation out there. We have on 440 westbound a crash between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue. A little bit of a delay there, and maybe in the past couple of minutes, the sensors are indicating the traffic's easing up a little bit. On the eastbound side, though, heavy delays from around the I-40 interchange all the way up toward Western Boulevard as they work to get a minor crash cleared from the Hillsborough Street interchange. It looks like if you could pick up 440 eastbound from Hillsborough or Wade, you're in good shape heading out towards Six Forks Road and beyond. On the north side of Raleigh, our delays are coming back on the most recent live sensor updates. Atlantic Avenue just south of Millbrook Road, dealing with a crash with injuries there right around Pacific Drive. You apparently still seeing some activity as they work to get that one cleared up. In Durham, we're also looking okay on our interstates on I-85 and I-40, but we are seeing some backups on 885 in both directions. Taking a look at the latest updates on that northbound side, that's where you're seeing the heaviest slowdowns between I-40 and I-85, about a 5-minute backup. Very quickly, I want to show you live pictures from the WREL storm tracker on US-1 heading down toward Apex and Sanford right now. You can see a lot of rain still falling, wet roads. Need to slow down, give yourself some extra time and following distance.
Thanks, Brian. North Carolina school leaders are calling for a pay increase for teachers as a staffing crisis grows. A new report from the State Department of Public Instruction says more than 5,000 teacher positions remained unfilled during the first 2 months of class last fall in public schools. That's a 58% jump from the previous year. Teacher advocates say an increased workload, low pay, and challenges brought on by the pandemic are to blame.
It is very critical that our lawmakers in the North Carolina General Assembly take this report seriously, or else we will see irreparable harm done to public education in North Carolina, but and ultimately the students of North Carolina.
The report also found 13% of teachers quit within their first 5 years of their career. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt also called on state to do a better job supporting educators moving forward.
Applications are now open for grants to help downtown Raleigh businesses. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance's Storefront Uplift Grant, Upfit Grant, I should say, program. It aims to help small business development by attracting new businesses and helping existing ones grow. It emphasizes storefront businesses on and around Fayetteville Street. Business owners may be eligible for up to $15,000 in grant money. Applications are on the Downtown Raleigh Alliance's website.
You no longer need a positive COVID-19 test to be prescribed antiviral medication. The FDA announced revised rules for COVID-19 treatments, Paxlovid and Lagevrio, yesterday. It says healthcare providers can write prescriptions for them based on symptoms and risk of severe COVID-19. The FDA says the drugs work best when given early, and sometimes COVID-19 tests don't give a positive result until days after infection.
Today, we'll get an idea of how the war in Ukraine is affecting agriculture here in North Carolina. That's just one of the topics that will be discussed today during the annual Agricultural Development Forum. AG Commissioner Steve Troxler will host the event for farmers and AG leaders. Speakers will also discuss the economic outlook for this year. The forum starts at 9:30 this morning at the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. It's free and open to the public.
The Federal Trade Commission is accusing GoodRx of sharing sensitive customer information with advertising platforms. The FTC says GoodRx allowed services like Google and Facebook to obtain health details about people. The complaint alleges the company's campaigns were based on users' information and it was used in targeted ads on Facebook. Some of the information shared included personal health conditions and prescription medications. GoodRx says these allegations are false.
California utility PG&E will stand trial for the deadly Zog fire in 2020. A judge found there was enough evidence for the company to face 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection to the fire. The company also faces 3 other felony counts. Cal Fire says the blaze was started after a tree fell on a PG&E power line. The massive wildfire burned more than 56,000 acres, destroyed more than 200 buildings, and was responsible for 4 deaths.
Beyonce fans have some worries. They're worried about the potential challenges of getting tickets to her Renaissance World Tour. This all comes after Ticketmaster's site crashed when fans tried to buy tickets for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. To get ahead of any issues, Ticketmaster is requiring people to register as verified fans on their site. But registration does not guarantee tickets. If demand is too high, Ticketmaster says it'll use a lottery-style system. Queen Bee announced the tour yesterday, and she is making a stop in Charlotte over the summer. And you know they're going to overload that system again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, President Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation targeting junk fees. Those are hidden fees in the travel, entertainment, utility, and hospitality industries. Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, opposes the legislation, saying it would benefit scalpers. The administration also wants to lower credit card late fees. The proposal would reduce the average late fee from $30 to just $8. How nice would that be? The White House says in all, it would save Americans billions of dollars a year.
A new study has found a link between depression and polluted air. Researchers looked at a large-scale biomedical database in the UK. They found people who were exposed to higher amounts of air pollutants for a long period of time had an increased risk of depression and anxiety. Researchers couldn't pinpoint the reason for the link between depression and polluted air, but they believe exposure affects the central nervous system, causing inflammation.
There will be groundhog activities today at the Museum of Natural Sciences, but Sir Walter Wally is retired, so he will not be making an appearance. He's, you know, enjoying his life at home. The museum tells us the wildlife sanctuary where Wally lives has closed, sending him into retirement. The museum's events today are happening from 10 to 1. They'll include crafts, games, and a live animal program.
Bring on Snerd and Garner at noon for the prediction. Still ahead on Fox 50 this morning, a proposed bill could restrict what teachers are allowed to talk about with students when it comes to sexual orientation. Coming up, how the legislation would impact teachers if passed.
Thank goodness for these professionally trained truck drivers who knew how to react and not overreact.
A person nearly hit by a semi-truck while running across the highway. Why trucking leaders say this could have turned deadly.
Time deadlines to file a claim. Call 800-513-5781. That's 800-513-5781.
Hey, boss. Okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
I said I'm fine.
Since I was little, it was only like me and my parents.
You think you created family out of characters?
Yeah,
of course. I'm gonna take that, make it into a song.
Meet a babe, see you in the morning. With the frosted Superman, but it wasn't Arnie. And we lost it.
Hey, son.
Hey, Pop.
You can talk to me.
It's been really, really hard for me.
There is a road laid out for me.
Boxes everywhere. And this is going to be Addie's room.
I am blind.
Would you really like it?
I hope so. Yeah.
I know this road is there for me.
First night here, but Amy seems cool.
Waste down by the river. I am blind, but I need not see.
I got this.
I know.
Okay.
If I'm really free, take me down to the river and wash me.
Severe weather alerts, WRAL certified accurate forecasts, and control of the only local dual pole radar. Download the WRAL weather app today.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
820.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Rainy and chilly morning. We're going to see scattered showers all the way through lunchtime, and then the rain picks up a bit through the afternoon and evening. We'll talk about when it finally moves out, and we're back to some sunshine.
And I'm tracking crashes and delays around the region this morning. We'll take a look at the three biggest backups.
And school safety is top of mind for parents and leaders in Wake County after threats and guns found at separate campuses. What some schools are doing today to improve security. Added presence is one thing that we have noticed in the last couple of days. We're glad you're with us here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is chilly out there today. It is a double jacket day. I had the sweater and the jacket and the UGG boots on. It's also rainy. It's not a nice day.
What are you going
to
do tomorrow when it really gets cold?
I don't know. Three jackets. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner here showing us where exactly this rain is falling right now, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I tell you what, in my book, it doesn't get much more miserable than this in North Carolina, but we do have some cold colder air that comes in just in time for the weekend. We're taking a look at some scattered showers right now, especially from Durham up the I-85 corridor and northward. We're starting to see more of this slipping into our western counties as well. We'll see plenty of this on and off for the rest of the day today, and it picks up in intensity and coverage once we get past 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. So even more of it on the way. Notice Futurecast is picking up on this area of pink. It's assuming that temperatures are at 32 or below there, and they're not. So we're not seeing anything frozen, not going to have any wintry precipitation issues, even up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Now you go a little farther northward up in the Richmond area, they're seeing some snow there. So if you're traveling toward D.C. today, it's another story. But for us, just a cold, cold rain. You can see that on and off through lunchtime. Here's 3 o'clock, and you can see the coverage begins to extend a bit, and it becomes heavier too. These yellow color contours are not thunderstorms, just an increase in the intensity of the rain. So it becomes heavier, and it stays with us for most of the night. But tomorrow morning, it moves out. 38 degrees right now. Here's a live look at Durham. It is gray. It is rainy. It is chilly. Right now in Durham, 38, 36 in Rocky Mount. It's 34 in Goldsboro, South Hill, and Roxboro. But again, our viewing area is above freezing, just a little bit, but enough to keep us out of any ice storm, thankfully. Our temperature climbs into the mid-40s for this afternoon, but this is not the coldest day of the weekend. I'll show you the wind chill for Saturday coming up, Brian.
All right, here at 8:32, let's take a look at traffic. Still watching these delays on the Beltline. We've had a couple of minor crashes out there over the past hour, creating some of these backups on the westbound side. Still seeing some delays between Glenwood Avenue and Wade Avenue as they work to get a crash cleared from 440 westbound just before you get to the Wade interchange. And it looks like they've done a good job of getting the one on 440 eastbound at Hillsborough Street cleared up. I'm seeing these delays really starting to ease up heading away from I-40 through Jones Franklin Road up toward Western Boulevard. Just getting reports of a crash on I-40 right around the Carytown Boulevard interchange on the west side of Raleigh. Some of the other major backups that I'm tracking right now around the triangle, about a 15-minute slowdown overall on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex heading through Cary. Most of those delays are between 55 and the Tryon Road interchange. Once you get up to Cary Parkway, it looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely. Seeing some slowdowns also on 64 westbound coming in from Zebulon back toward Knightdale. And on the northbound side of 885, the Durham Freeway, we're seeing some slowdowns between I-40 up toward the 147 interchange. So that trip as you head toward I-85 is a little sluggish this morning on the east side of Durham. Let's take a look at what's happening on the roads right now in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Nia Harden, where are you right now?
We're in Sanford. We just turned off of the Jefferson Davis Highway as we are headed right now to reports of a school bus potentially crash. We are still waiting to get more information about that, but take a look at the roads here. They are very wet. That rain is starting to pick up again. It had actually stopped for a little bit, and now it's picking up again in this area. The roads are very wet. We've noticed this the entire morning. We're going to go ahead and monitor what's happening. We'll have an update for you in our next half hour. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Sanford.
And traffic is moving again on I-40 near Jones Sausage Road again after a crash involving three cars and an Amazon truck. This is a look at the scene. It happened right after 6 o'clock this morning. The crash cleared right after 7. Troopers tell us one person was hurt and taken to the hospital. They have not said what led up to that crash.
We'll be tracking the rain here in the Triangle and the winter weather hitting all across the country throughout your morning. You can track the weather in your area anytime using the WRAL Weather app.
Extra security is in place this morning at Zebulon Middle School as police search for the person who posted a threat online. It's just one of three safety issues reported within 24 hours at separate Way County schools. WRAL's Laura Levine explains what steps school leaders are taking.
It has been a very concerning time for parents with students within Wake County Public School System. Here today at Zebulon Middle School, we are seeing that extra security presence with Wake County Sheriff deputies here on campus, as well as security team members with the Wake County Public School System. Now, this comes after the school went on lockdown yesterday when social media threats popped up showing pictures of guns, indicating someone was planning to bring those guns to school. That picture saying, Zebulon Middle School, you're up next. A statement sent to parents also stated administrators at the school will consult with law enforcement to determine if they should close off portions of the campus to make it easier to monitor students. That was just one of three incidents yesterday. There was also a scare at Roseville High School. Students are returning to campus today after a student with a loaded gun yesterday prompted a code red lockdown. A third incident yesterday involved a toy gun brought to Cardinal Charter Academy. And here at Zebulon Middle School, investigators right now are looking into the source of that social media threat. The person responsible could face some consequences. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Zebulon.
A fire in the car lot at Lizard Lick Towing may have been caused by a battery in a hybrid car. WRAL Breaking News tracker was on the scene, spoke with an employee after 1 a.m. this morning about the flames that you're seeing in this video. The person told us the fire came from a wrecked hybrid the towing company had picked up earlier in the day. Firefighters put the flames out overnight. No other vehicles were damaged.
A push to permanently restore voting rights to people with felony convictions will head to the state Supreme Court today. This is a case that affects more than 56,000 people here in North Carolina. A lower court already ruled that any person in our state who is not in prison can vote, including those with past felony convictions. But it's up to the state Supreme Court to make a final decision. The justices will hear arguments from civil rights groups in the case today.
Today, you can weigh in on improvements coming to this stretch of road that often gets pretty messy during our morning commute. You hear us talk about this a lot. The Department of Transportation is holding a public hearing about widening NC 42 right between NC 50 and US 70 business in Clayton. Now, officials say this would improve safety and traffic flow in that area where we are constantly seeing delays each morning. The meeting starts tonight at 5 at the Clayton Center.
Leaders in the state Senate are moving quickly on a bill that would limit how educators can teach or talk about sexual orientation and gender. The bill would forbid those topics in course material for kindergarten through fourth graders. It would also require teachers to tell parents if their student is questioning or changing their gender or sexual orientation, regardless of their age. Education advocates have serious concerns about the bill, but the state senator who introduced it, Amy Gailey, says it's needed to keep teachers from shutting out parents.
Parents do not surrender their children to government schools for indoctrination imposed to the family's values. The government is not a partner in raising our children.
This bill undermines certain children's safety and is ultimately part of a national campaign to erase the existence of LGBT students and adults.
That attorney says children have constitutional rights to informational privacy, including their gender and sexual orientation. The bill is expected to pass the Senate along party lines next week.
Tonight, you have another chance to help shape the future of housing in Raleigh. The city is holding a hearing tonight on its Missing Middle initiative. The goal is to build more duplexes, townhomes, and small apartments in the same area as single-family homes. Tonight's hearing is at 8 o'clock at Dix Park in the Greg Poole Jr. All Faiths Chapel.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we want to take you way up into the sky this morning to the International Space Station, where you see a spacewalk is underway right now. Astronauts are outside the capsule right now doing some upgrades to the International Space Station. They're actually laying the groundwork on a power channel mounting bracket that will lay the groundwork for a future rollout of a solar array installation program that will happen later on this year. This started about a half hour ago. It's expected to last about 7 hours. This is the first spacewalk of 2023. Of course, we'll be monitoring their progress here in the WRAL Live Center.
Pretty cool. Thank you, Ken. It's official. We are getting 6 more weeks of winter. Punxsutawney Phil made his announcement about an hour ago. He did see his shadow. Phil makes a prediction every year on Groundhog Day.
That's official. I'm going to wait on Snurd at noon in Garner. Check the Powerball tickets. Someone in North Carolina is holding a $1 million ticket right now after last night's drawing. No one won the top prize, so that means Saturday night's jackpot is now $700 million. Winning numbers, 31, 43, 58, 59, 66. Powerball is 9, the Power Play 2. That $1 million ticket in North Carolina matched all 5 white balls, just not the Powerball. Oof. You can watch Saturday night's drawing live on WRAL at 11.
Listen, it's still $1 million.
Yeah, it is.
We'll take it, right? Coming up on Fox 50, artificial intelligence, so smart it could do your homework for you. We'll look at the growing concern this technology could be used by students to cheat.
I was just speechless as to what I saw. You know, my first thought was, it's totally crazy.
Plus, a person is spotted running across a highway and almost getting hit by a semi. Why leaders in the trucking industry say it serves as a very important reminder to all drivers.
And WRL smart shopper Faye Prosser will have all the ways to save at the grocery store and how you can score on some big, big deals during National Frozen Yogurt Day.
It's been a rainy start this morning. We'll continue to see scattered showers up until around the middle of the afternoon. And then after that, it becomes a little bit more widespread and more intense through the evening and overnight tonight. But we've definitely seen plenty of rain out there. No matter where you go, the conditions are wet. We're seeing the scattered showers from Durham south and west back toward Sanford and into the Sandhills. And then along and north of I-85 from Roxboro back up toward Roanoke Rapids and into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. We take a look at our precipitation and temperatures together. We're not likely to drop down below freezing. So far this morning, Roxboro and South Hill have been sitting right at 34, so too cold for there to be any freezing rain, but just by a little bit. And of course, you head farther north past South Hill, Virginia, and up toward Roanoke and Richmond, and there is some snow and some freezing rain there as well. For us, temperatures have been mainly in the mid to upper 30s this morning. By lunchtime, 41 in Fayetteville, 39 Clinton, 39 in Durham. So you can see our temperatures are really not going to climb much, and we continue to have the scattered showers. At 3 o'clock, 40 in Durham, 41 Fayetteville, 39 in Goldsboro, and during the evening commute, temperatures are mostly in the low 40s. Watch how that rain really starts to pick up in coverage and intensity starting right around the time of the evening commute. That continues during the evening, and gradually the back edge of the rain slides southward, so that by tomorrow morning, mostly we're going to be dry for the morning commute. The only spots that'll still probably see some rain would be maybe around Fayetteville and Clinton, and that should move out by about 8 or 9 o'clock. Right now, it's just cold, wet, miserable. We take a live look at downtown Durham right now, and you can see the cloud cover. 38 is our current temperature. And again, we'll climb into the low 40s for later this afternoon. 34 in Roxboro, South Hill, and Goldsboro. Elsewhere, mid to upper 30s. And again, what a messy day. It is Groundhog Day. The groundhog sees its shadow today, six more weeks of winter. And Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow. So they're in trouble up there in the Northeast. For us, though, no shadows today with these clouds, but we'll know for sure. At lunchtime in Garner at White Deer Park, Snurd the groundhog will take a peek. I think Snurd's going to say early spring. Of course, it's not feeling like it today. Around lunchtime, 43 degrees, cloudy skies, rainy conditions. But the sun shines back tomorrow. 45 Friday, a very cold 41 on Saturday. But Sunday, temperatures are closer to normal. Saturday morning, the Krispy Kreme Challenge. It is going to be a cold one. Temperature at 8 a.m. at race time, 23 with a wind chill of 15. It'll be sunny. That always helps. But boy, wind chill of 15, that's something else. Let's take a look at the wind chill for Friday evening. Our wind chill at 9 o'clock is in the teens already. 18 in Durham, 21 in Fayetteville. We'll push it on ahead overnight and pause it there at 8 a.m. on Saturday. 8 a.m. Saturday, that wind chill is 18 in Fayetteville, 13 in Goldsboro, 18 Southern Pines. Everybody's in the teens Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And even at lunchtime, the wind chill only in the mid to upper 20s. So very cold start to Saturday and our high only 41. After that, we start to see a warm-up, and it's full on. By the time we get to next week, highs are back into the 60s with some sunshine.
There is a growing effort to address concerns about artificial intelligence being used to cheat in the classroom. We're talking about ChatGPT. It's an AI that can write sentences, paragraphs, even a student's entire essay with only a simple prompt. Schools across the triangle are still trying to figure out how to approach this new technology. Experts at UNC have some advice.
Eventually, we have to change and update our honor codes and those agreements. The second really important change is in how we design assignments. For example, essays, connecting them in meaningful ways to their own personal context, to their own personal experience.
Now, the makers of ChatGPT, OpenAI, released a new tool this week that can help track whether a student wrote a paper themselves or used the AI. However, the creators warn it's not perfect and won't catch all cheaters.
The risks of developing cancer while on the job will be front and center at the final day of the North Carolina Midwinter Fire Chief Conference. This is all taking place in Concord, which is northeast of Charlotte. Insurance experts will discuss cancer risks for firefighters there in just a few hours. WRL Investigates previously found that the disease is the number one killer of firefighters. Earlier this week, a group of NC State researchers also gave a presentation on toxic forever chemicals that were found in firefighters' gear.
New this morning, dash camera video shows the moment a person was nearly hit by a semi while running across an Arizona freeway. This is video that shows the person out there running in all lanes of traffic there, only stopping to avoid getting hit by that truck. It was captured by dash camera from another nearby truck. That traffic was moving, well, just almost 70 miles an hour at the time when this happened. The Arizona Trucking Association says this could have turned into a very bad situation.
The damage is endless, right? There could have been catastrophic loss of life had one of those trucks hit another truck, you know, or another vehicle. And then, you know, what happened from there? I mean, it could have been gone back, you know, several dozen cars.
Yeah, the person in the video has not been identified. They say that video is a reminder, though, to not drive distracted. Always watch your surroundings.
Wow, that could have been very bad. Well, back here at home, a popular community event in Chapel Hill returns today. It's called Give Kids a Smile. UNC School of Dentistry is hosting the event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The goal is to provide dental students with real-world experience and give children in low-income families the chance to have their teeth checked. The U.S. Surgeon General reports tooth decay as the most common childhood disease. It may be the middle of winter, but National Frozen Yogurt Day is next week, and frozen yogurt is good no matter how cold it is outside, especially when there's a great deal. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser has the scoop for us today. Faye, where can we score this frozen yogurt offer?
Well, Michelle, I've got you covered. So Menchie's is offering a buy one, get one free deal on Monday, February 6th. It's valid at participating locations. There's a limit of one offer per customer, and you can see all the details over on the Menchie's website.
And since we can't live on frozen yogurt alone, what great deals have you found at the grocery store for us this week?
I think that's actually debatable. I could probably live on frozen. Yeah. So there are some great deals all across the aisles. In the meat department, you'll find fresh jumbo pack chicken drumsticks, only 79 cents a pound at Aldi. Smithfield whole Boston butt pork roast, 99 cents a pound at Harris Teeter. Boneless chicken breast, only $1.79 at Harris Teeter this week. That's a great deal. Grass-fed Angus ground beef, 85% lean. Buy one, get one free at Lidl for my Lidl members. And House of Rayford has brought back their bulk chicken sales in 40-pound boxes. You'll find fresh drumsticks for 70 cents a pound, boneless chicken breast for $1.75 a pound, and more. You can see the Smart Shopper page for the details and pricing and locations for all of those House of Rayford sales in and around the Triangle. You'll also find that in the produce aisle, Haas avocados, only 65 cents each at Aldi, mandarins in a 3-pound bag, only $2.69 at Aldi, red cherries, $2.99 a pound at Aldi, and iceberg lettuce, only 99 cents a head at Food Lion, and russet potatoes in a 5-pound bag, only $2.50 at Lowe's Foods. And then in the rest of the store, you'll find Harris Teeter canned beans, buy one, get one free for 45 cents each, Harris Teeter natural sliced cheese in an 8-ounce package, BOGO for $1.50 each. Hamburger or hot dog buns, 12-ounce, buy one, get one free at Lidl. And Mott's 100% apple juice in a 64-ounce bottle, buy one, get one free for only $1.99 each at Publix. You can see all the grocery deals, of course, over on the Smart Shopper column.
All right, a lot of great deals. Faye Prosser, thank you so much. And again, for more shopping tips from Faye, go to WRL.com and the Consumer tab, search Smart Shopper.
Carolina Hurricanes are on quite a roll, skating into the All-Star break on a winning streak, beating the Buffalo Sabres last night 5-1 for their seventh straight win. They reached the break with the second-best record in the NHL, and their next game is Saturday, February 11th at PNC Arena against the New York Rangers. And that is a bad time to go on a break, right? When you're on such a hot streak like that. But All-Star comes calling, so they'll do it. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.